a care in the world. Nothing bothers me. I have the skin of a rhinoceros.
A rhino?
Or an alligator. Who's got the thicker skin? Elephants, rhinos, alligators. Who's got the thicker skin?
I would say probably alligators, because you can make boots out of them.
Really? I would say alligators, too.
Alligators. Okay, so that's what I have.
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
Alligator skin. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. We're going to spend some time this hour thinking about thinking. There are two opportunities for us to do this. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us, as she usually does during the course of the week, in the next half hour. And one of the things that I would like her to address with us is how to reduce stress. I had, for those of you who know what's going on, the problems on my dairy farm here in Massachusetts, and me going down there and working around what was there, and then just trying to figure out how I'm going to thank all the people who got involved in this. And, yeah, we are setting up, thank you for asking, a fund for rebuilding the barn. Anyway, so I had this, like, really this stress headache last night when I went to bed. I didn't go to sleep for a long time, and I don't usually get them. But I think we'll use that as a great way to help you understand how to reduce stress in your life. Joy is very good at that sort of thing. So that'll come up in the next half hour. Meanwhile, we're going to meet in a few minutes Janet Bray Atwood, who is the co-author of a New York Times bestselling book called The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life Purpose. Many people go through life and never understand, never know, never feel what their real purpose. They feel you know that story about unrequited love, Richie? We always hear the stories about, oh, my God, you let that one get away, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is unrequited purpose, not realizing what your purpose is in life. And it's, by the way, it's never too late. Never, never, until somebody throws dirt in your face, it is never too late to figure out what you're really all about. A lot of people don't figure it out till they're my age or even much older. So we'll explore that with Ms. Atwood in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the essence of what's going on with this guy, Dunn, this has been a story that folks have been following for the better part of a week. Well, actually, since his trial began. Michael Dunn is the man who was accused of shooting Jordan Davis. He justified it. He's a Florida guy. Yeah. It's the so-called music. I think it's called the music killing.
Loud music.
That was it, yeah. So anyway, the jurors accepted but sort of misunderstood the self-defense part of this, and that's why he did not get he was convicted on 4 of the 5 counts, I believe, his memory serves me, didn't get convicted on murder, premeditated murder, because there were jurors who were convinced that it wasn't premeditated. But I think that's because they don't understand what it means, what that term premeditation means. That's a split second. If you decide 1 second and you shoot the next second, and they can prove it, then that's first-degree murder. But apparently they got deadlocked on that, and then they decided not to go back to try him again because he's already going to get, 60 or 80 years or something, and the guy's in his 40s, so they figure he'll spend the rest of his life in jail. But one wonders, I saw one lawyer who said that there are a couple of major problems in this, and it could be that there is a reason to believe that he could be let out on a technicality. And this is the same old story. We get this in Florida all the time, right? If whatever goes on in Florida with the jurisdiction, the jurisprudence system and the police and the sheriffs and everybody fumbling all this stuff up, is there a worse? Those of you who live in Florida, you get frustrated with this? Is there a worse place for real justice in this country than Florida? People say California because O.J. got off. I don't know. I think O.J. was the exception. Don't you think, Kenny and Jennifer, both of you are California residents?
Yeah.
I think he was.
I think there's a lot of cases that we don't ever know about
where people
get off when they shouldn't have.
Because they're not well known. This became the big thing because the guy said he shot him because he felt his life was threatened because the music was too loud and all that nonsense. That's the stand your ground stuff.
Anytime they can find a case anywhere around the country where it's white on black, black on white, whatever it is, they try to nationalize it and put it up in the forefront so that they can make it a race issue.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, and it certainly, in this case, Well, it could have been construed as a race issue, but it really wasn't.
Right. You notice you don't see these cases on TV when it's an Asian guy and a
no.
And a
no, it's always a black guy and a white guy.
Or whatever. Yeah, it's,
yeah
it's,
right. You're
it's
right about that. I never thought about it, Richie, but that's right. Never heard Nancy Grace. When's the last time she had somebody that wasn't a black person versus a white person in her crosshairs?
It's a touchy subject, and the media knows it, and they play it up because they know it'll get ratings and people right. screaming at the TV.
There you go.
So they're perpetuating the race problems in this country.
Maybe what we should do is have people scream at the radio, although I think people do scream.
Trust me, they do this year.
All right, let's calm down. Janet Atwood is going to be here in a moment. We're going to learn how to meditate. If you are in love or you want to be in love, this is sort of a journey that you can take for the next couple of minutes with us. If you're interested in unconditional love, if you experience it, do you even know what it is? If you don't, we'll get that defined and see if you can find it for yourself. That's coming up in a few moments here. Excuse me, 13 after on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
All right, so I promised we'd have a discussion that's a serious discussion on not only what's going on in your life, but how you can meet one of the most important challenges in your life, and that is finding love, which is what we all want to do. Jennifer wants to find love. I want to. Richie has. Kenny has. I have, actually. I think there's a way of going about it. And maybe this is the way. Maybe you find something in this next few minutes that'll help you to find what it is that you're looking for. Janet Atwood is here, co-author of the bestseller The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life Purpose, also co-authored From Sad to Glad, 7 Steps to Facing Change with Love and Power. Let's talk about that, Janet, for a minute. The steps that one can take to control or to have the power in one's life to find love, because it does require attention, does it not? It doesn't just come to you. You have to be, although on the other side, I always have thought that when you are chasing or looking for something, you won't find it. It comes because it's supposed to, not at a time appointed by you, but a time that's right in the universe. Am I right? Richie,
that would probably help if I
probably would.
Here. Hold on a second. Right. There you go.
All right, Jan, you heard what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally got what you said. Hi, good morning. Yeah, when it comes because you are that. You know, there's this beautiful quote, I meet no one but me. And when you're full, then you're able to attract that which your heart's desiring. Mm-hmm. And this is how it always works. You know, you it's an inside out job. So for every one of us, you know, if we want more love in our life, it starts with us taking a look at our own life and asking, you know, where am I not loving me? Where am I not accepting me? Where am I not appreciating me? And really being very, very kind to yourself, knowing that in every single moment, you're doing the very best that you could do. And really, it really starts with that, just letting it be okay with where you are right now. How do you know this is the best you can do? This is what you're doing in the story.
So how did you work your way through this? Because usually when people write stories, it's because they've had their own quest.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I actually had a really tough life. When I was young, I was just this magical little child, had the best mom in the whole world, and then she became an alcoholic and my whole world just cracked because we were best friends. Yeah. And I got into drugs. I was physically abused. At one time in my life, I was riding with the president of the Oakland Hells Angels. So I've got a real story to tell. And my friends would always say, you need to love yourself more. You need to love yourself more. And that was just like, what do you mean? It was just like talking, you know, Arabic to me, because I don't speak Arabic. And then I started meditating. And that was the beginning, because what meditation did was it allowed me to just take a very, very deep look inside and, you know, access that consciousness that we all have.
Yeah.
And get a very, very deep state of rest. And just that rest alone from meditation allowed me to start to see life a lot clearer. So that was the first step. And the second step was I discovered inside myself this process that is known all over the world as the passion test. It's the number one tool that people are using to get clear on what it is they're passionate about. And what I found is that when I got clear on what I was passionate about, and then I started choosing in favor of those things, I grew in self-love. It was like a check. Self-love, check, self-love. Every time I said, yes, this is what I care about. This is what matters to me. You know, I was reclaiming my power over and over and over again. And then the other tool that I used was this beautiful tool called the Work of Byron Katie, which is a beautiful process of self-inquiry to look at your limiting beliefs. And
it's interesting. I just ripped a page out of a magazine on Byron Katie. Her books are something that attract me as well as your work. Stand by. Janet Atwood is here with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Are we travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Again, Dr. Joy Brown visits with us, dealing with stress in the next half hour of Good Day. Right now, and this is a way to deal with it as well. Janet Bray Atwood has written a book called 21 Meditations on Love. Actually, it's a free sort of journey into the meaning of unconditional love. The way she expresses it is, I want for you what you want for you. Isn't that what we all want? If we think about what real friendship is, I want for you, Jennifer, what you want.
Yes.
I want for you, Richie, what you want. I want for you, Ken. Why would I want something? You hear a lot of people say, I would like you to have this
do
or that.
This,
well,
right.
But you don't know whether that's really what that person wants.
But that's a lot of times what parents do.
Right. Yes, to parents children. Especially.
You yeah. need to have this job right. and that right. partner right. and...
You want to be this, don't you?
Yeah. No, I want that because that's what I want. All right. Janet, so what do you think of our musings on this?
I love your musings on this. I want for you to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That part we get.
Well, we do. We get that. Yeah, we can do that. Yep, we'll do that. But there are other things that we all want. You've explained what you wanted. And the general person, the single person, man or woman who wants to find love, the single or married person who wants to have children, we want better jobs, we want better personal experiences, but it starts by looking in the mirror and suggesting that you need to figure out what you want in order to get what you want, and then keep those things in your mind because thoughts are things, right?
Yes, well, this series actually and its theme, I Want For You What You Want For You, are based on the recognition that God is good and God is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is no place that the love of the divine is not present. And for me, what it means is stepping fully into unconditional love is about learning to trust that I'm not the general manager of the universe, that I don't know and I can't know what is best for others. It doesn't mean that I don't, you know, give those I love and care about my opinion or support it with all the good reasons why I think, you know, what, you know, I do, you know. But to me, truly loving someone means trusting them to make the best decision for them. And it also means knowing that even if they make a decision that turns out badly from my perspective or society's perspective, that they're still held in the infinite compassion of the divine and are being led to fulfill their purpose for being alive. And so, like everything, the truth of I want for you what you want for you, of letting go of my judgments and prejudices, requires loving from a very deep level. You know, if a child wants to run across the street when a car is coming, this principle doesn't mean I let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
It means I teach them to look before crossing because they, you know, what they want is to cross the street, not to get run over by a car.
Right.
And if an adult wants to hurt themselves or someone else, what they want is an end to their own pain. So to love them means to give them the tools and support to help them in their pain, not to allow them to hurt anyone. This is, you know, the whole concept of I want for you what you want for you is also what I call a practice, because it's so, you know, where are we always? You know, we're most of us in other people's business, you know, thinking we know what's best for them. And so it's about tending to our own business. And that's where, Doug, you know, what you said, you know, getting clear on what is it that you choose to create in your life? What is it that you want? And then being the teacher, living the teaching by, you know, by having the courage to say, this is what I care about. This is what I stand for.
Well, there are a lot of different ways to get there, and I suggest those 21 meditations on love that you have. We'll go to mentorschannel.com to find that. Is that right?
That's right. Mentors Channel, M-E-N-T-O-R-S Channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L.com. About 68,000 people so far have signed up, and today I was reading almost the 800th post. And almost every single one of them was fabulous. So I hope people will take advantage of this free program.
MentorsChannel.com. Check it out. Janet Bray Atwood here helping us figure out what to do and how to love. Thanks, Janet.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us in a few moments, Dr. Joy Brown will be here to talk about stress in your life and how to relieve it. In the meantime, Kenny and Jennifer and Richie and I want to focus on a couple of things that are at DougSteffen.com today. Our video of the day comes from the some people have too much time on their hands department. The video shows...
All videos are like that, I think.
Maybe. A Doc's Matrix printer, which plays an 80s song. So if Rocky had a printer, it might have sounded like this. There is some audio with that, Richie. Do you want to, I don't know if you can figure that out. I think it would be kind of cool to...
Yeah, I have to hear this.
This is our video of the day, the audio. You got to see the video, but this is sort of a help in understanding what it's about. A video Doc's printer. Doing the Rocky theme.
Really cool.
Good God.
You know what it took for somebody to figure this out?
I think a lot of people have too much time.
Gotta be
hand.
Smart.
So somebody had to sit there and figure out, okay, if I want to make it this sound for 2 seconds, I have to print five periods. If I want to make it to do it for this amount of time, I have to make it do 22 periods. And they made up the beat typing the just enough letters or whatever font to make it make the sounds.
Wow. All right. So we got that.
Are you impressed, Dougie?
Man, Doug's impressed.
That is from the people who have too much time on their hands department. Okay, there's a new study from Sweden. You know how I am. Whenever I see anything that involves M-I-L-K, ready to go.
M-I-L. Milk.
Ah, good, Jennifer. Thank you. Drinking fattier milk will make you fatter. Is that right or not?
Wrong.
This is a story at DougSteffen.com as well. New research suggests that whole milk is actually linked to lowering weight. That's what I tell people who come to my farm store and buy the raw milk. It's much healthier and will help you lose weight because it's part of a very good diet. The study finds that over a 12-year period, middle-aged men who used whole milk, cream, and butter had a lower risk of becoming obese and the people who avoided fat dairy products.
Do you know why?
Why?
No, I was asking you, do you know why?
Oh, I do, because the structure, the value, the nutritional value of the milk aids in supplying your body with a lot of what it needs. So your body is working better, more efficiently, and burning calories off instead of not. It helps to motivate or maneuver.
Because it's natural. It's easier to digest,
right,
essentially.
Yeah, there's a lot of digestion. If you're a lactose intolerant, you drink raw milk, you'll have no problem with it whatsoever. So our poll asking what kind of milk is in your refrigerator right now saw the following results. 42% of you who responded to our daily poll at DougStephan.com said you had low-fat milk in your refrigerator. Let's see here. 17% of you said fat-free. 15% said whole milk. 10% said you didn't have any milk in the refrigerator at all. 5% said you had raw milk in your refrigerator, so that's very cool. I think that that's what I'm trying to say here is that we have the ability to, in essence, understand better a very important part of the local food movement. And this is the same thing for if you're buying local produce, same thing. It's all going to be digested. Remember we had a story earlier on, well, we've had a couple of them over the past year, bees, local honey, why it is that with the pollen you're going to have food that's better for you because all of the local ingredients that give you allergies to things are dealt with when you're eating local food. You have allergies to food that's not grown in your own backyard if you have allergies. That's sort of what the milk thing is about as well. All right, so there is that. Plus, the poll today at DougStephan.com, Kenny has been very clever with these sorts of things. So if you go to DougStephan.com, you're going to see a picture in the What's New at DougStephan.com under the, I guess this is headlines for today's show. There's a Capital One credit card. And this is one of those things that sends me into a place that you don't want to meet me in a dark alley after I've read a story like this. Capital One wants to get its customers to do what they say they're going to do, and that's to pay back your bill. I have no problem with that. But they recently set up a contract which allows them to drop by your home to pick up the money. They want to be able to come to your house.
How would you like that?
Well, we all get the credit card contracts, right? Whenever
it says,
you get a credit card.
We may contact you in any manner we choose. You sign that. That means they can call you, send you an email, they can text the hell out of you, they can send you faxes, or they can knock on your door.
There's just a reporter that went through his credit card contract and found this.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that every credit card does this. You don't pay us, we're going to use any means possible to find you and to get the money from
you. So you can find me, that doesn't mean I'm going to give you a check when you knock on my door. I'll throw you the hell off my property.
That's
right.
House,
but call the police.
But
get out of here.
You have signed over without even looking
at
the contract.
It's an 18-page document.
You've given them permission to come to your house, so you cannot call the police. I have a contract with your signature on it that says I'm allowed to be here and ask you for the money.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but doesn't mean I give it to you. You can come in and move in if you want.
Right.
Right. So the poll at DougStephan.com dealing with that. Do you think credit card companies ought to be able to visit your home to try to collect? They can go to your workplace, too. You've signed off on that.
That's so embarrassing.
A, yes, if people can't be responsible enough to pay, they have to do something to get the money back. B, maybe if someone has missed several payments. Or C, nope, not coming to my house without a warrant. So let us know what you think.
Can you imagine that?
Stephan.com.
Knock, knock, knock. You open the door and he sees Samuel L. Jackson.
What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Better give it all to me.
You know what? You're not going to play the commercial? I thought you were going to play the commercial.
No, I was playing Samuel L. Jackson knocking on your door.
Well, but that's his voice on the commercial.
That is his voice on the commercial. This is somebody else's voice on another commercial.
Oh,
you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called DynaVite. Go to DynaVite.com. So we started Olive on the DynaVite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DynaVite.com.
DynaVite.com.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Malibone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's N-Y-L-A-B-O-N-E.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
16 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here visiting with us, and one of the things that comes to mind when I think of her, other than her wonderful program has been on the air for so long, helping so many thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people who have listened to the program over the years. You can join her, by the way, any day at noontime, East Coast time, by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. The answer to the question, what do I do about reducing stress? This seems to be the number one question. And I guess this is a personal story for me because I've had a lot of stress in my life the last 24 hours. And I went to bed last night with a headache that I haven't had. I'm very fortunate. I don't get headaches. But, man, did I have one.
You just give
last
them.
Night. Well, I might give them. Yeah, some people might suggest that that's what I do. It isn't purposeful. It just is sort of the way
that
it is.
You're a little bit of a perfectionist, but that's okay.
Well, thank you.
That's all right.
All right. So the people who take vacations and think they're going to get rid of their stress, or they think they don't have to work on holidays, they don't have stress. And I have found, frankly, with many of my friends, I don't take vacations, so it doesn't really kind of boil into me. But I know when I've taken trips with my family, I've always found that they were fun. I tied business with it. But a lot of people will tell you when they go on vacation, it's horrible. They have to deal with their families. They don't like where they're going.
Whoa, they should call my program.
They should. 855-99-DR-JOY. But if they can't, when they're listening here, what's the test for figuring out, first of all, if you've got this kind of stress, and secondly, what do you do with it?
All right, well, let's start backwards. Let's start from the issue of vacation backward. The word vacation originally comes from the word vacance, which means to vacate. And you have to remember, when the word was first coined, it's because the nobility would go off to spas and or shrines, and they would do it once a year, and the idea was that they would pour out all their sins, they would vacate all their sins and go back to their life feeling refreshed and pure and sinless, I guess, innocent. I'm not sure innocent is exactly the right word. So the original idea of vacation is just to kind of get rid of all the old stuff, and so you're sort of ready to take on whatever challenges happen. So even then they had stress. You know, what are the vassals going to do today? So if people who say they hate vacations are doing the wrong thing on vacations, or thinking about vacations, or over-planning vacations, or should perhaps get a divorce. But so because the vacation itself is should be invented to whether it's a change of scenery or slowing down or whatever. And I think combining work and vacation is not a very good idea, because the idea is that you change, you give your body a chance to reboot, for lack of a better term. All right, that's number one. Number two, headaches at night. What did you do? Take an aspirin? What did you
Nothing.
Do? Anything?
I didn't take anything.
Did it go away?
Well, I was gone this morning when I got up. Went away. Must have gone away after I went to sleep.
Well, it can be, and we know that pain is really, there's a gating mechanism to pain, and so it's not only when you go to sleep that your body probably healed itself, but if you went to a movie that really interested you, you might find that you went in with a headache. Mm-hmm. You might have had a headache coming up, but you didn't have one in the middle. Mm-hmm. So pain is one of those things, and it's not unusual for people to have headaches at night or even wake up with a headache, which gets us back to your sort of headline, which is stress. And why stress is more so at night. Human beings count mostly on their sight, and so atavistically, you know, back from to the caves, that night was scarier for us because we can't see as well. So if you're going to have a problem, it's very likely to happen at night or even in the middle of the night. So the issue about stress, by definition, is just overtaxing the system. And one of my favorite examples is, if you had to pick a stressful city in the United States, you'd probably pick...
A stressful
city.
Los Angeles, New York.
New York. Okay. Yeah. It turns out that New York is actually the most stressful city in America by every kind. New Yorkers tend to live, on average, 2.5 years longer than anybody else. And the question is, why would that be? If stress is a killer, which it very well may be in terms of hypertension and heart disease.
So the doctors will tell you anyway.
The idea is that we all have to walk. We can't just go out to our car and go to the burbs. So one of the things to do with stress, number one, is figure out what's stressing you. Understanding a little stress, especially for type A people like you, Dougie Poo, mm-hmm. is not a bad thing. In fact, it's a good thing. No stress is going to bore you, which is actually going to be stressful. And getting some exercise really does help a huge amount. It doesn't have to be in a gym. It doesn't have to be, you know, pumping iron. It can just be taking a walk. And if you, last night you'd gone up and, you know, maybe taking a walk, which may have been somewhat impractical.
Go out in my bathroom and walk into a snowbank.
You would have forgotten that headache so fast.
It would have been
frostbite. But if nothing else, on my website is a relaxation exercise.
Really?
You and I have talked about square breathing.
Yes.
And that really does help. There's also a visualization relaxation exercise on my website. So
DrJoy.com.
Yeah, just
DrJoy.com.
Exactly.
And call Joy, as she suggested, and why not, call her radio program and get the benefit of her expertise, 855-99-DrJoy and DrJoy.com. Thank you, Joy.
I hope you're feeling better. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Thank you. Breathing.
Yes,
let's help people with a prostate supplement that's been on the market now for a little less than a year. This is the newest. This is the newest. As it turns out, unlike a lot of the other prostate remedies, within a short amount of time, men who take PT9 report fewer trips to the bathroom, improved flow, feeling more comfortable and relaxed. So that's why the makers of PT9 want you to have the peak of opportunity, the best life that you can have. One of the things George was talking about is getting a good night's rest. Can't get that if you get up every couple, 3 hours to go to the bathroom. That'll be eliminated by taking PT9. Here's how you get it. Call 800-811-3790. All the benefits, a healthy prostate, normal flow, healthy testosterone levels are yours with PT9, 800-811-3790. One more time, Duggar with Feeling, 800-811-3790. When you call them, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You want the special deal with Heart Factors Plus. Ask them about that. Get a nice order of Heart Factors Plus with your order of PT9, 800-811-3790 from Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Here we go again, department. Another warning about potential shoe bombers. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For so many years, it's become customary when going through security at the airport to take off your shoes. Years ago, there was an arrest made of a man who tried to carry out a shoe bombing. Thankfully, the explosive did not ignite. He was arrested. Now, a new warning going out to airlines about terrorists trying to conceal explosives in shoes. This warning aims specifically at flights from overseas to the U.S. Security expert and former Navy SEAL Jonathan Gilliam says this is not a case of being paranoid.
Because of the Sochi Olympics, there's been more chatter to begin with. And I think now what you're seeing is really not only an increased amount of chatter, but an increased awareness among law enforcement.
The bulletin urging screeners to use explosive trace detection swabs to check passengers' shoes. Officials say there's no evidence of a specific plot, and the information is not specific to any particular airline or country. Nonetheless, the threat is being described as moderate and is being taken seriously. Elsewhere in Ukraine, reports of more deadly clashes between police and anti-government protesters in the capital city of Kiev, not long after the country's president announced a truce. President Obama, attending a North American summit in Mexico, spoke about the situation in Ukraine yesterday, expressing optimism about the announced truce, but adding this.
Along with our European partners, we will continue to engage all sides, and we continue to stress to President Yanukovych and the Ukrainian government that they have the primary responsibility to prevent the kind of terrible violence that we've seen.
On to other matters, such as Powerball. Did anyone hit that huge jackpot last night? The answer in a bit, but first, something else that will matter to you.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. you have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through February 28th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
On Wall Street, a down day yesterday. The Dow dropped 90 points, closing at 16,040. NASDAQ lost 35 points. S&P fell 12. Winter Olympics in Sochi. The U.S. men's hockey team advances to the semifinals after beating the Czech Republic 5-2 yesterday. It's the U.S. against Canada on Friday in one semifinal, Sweden against Finland in the other. The U.S. won silver and bronze yesterday in women's bobsled, and American Ted Ligety captured the first ever gold medal for the U.S. in the men's giant slalom. Medal standings, the U.S. is on top after 12 full days of competition with 23 medals overall. All right, the answer to the burning question. Did anybody hit Powerball last night? Powerball, the multi-state lottery, played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Last night's jackpot had ballooned to $425 million, and there was one ticket sold that matched all the numbers. It was sold in Santa Clara County, California, in the town of Milpitas. And so this Saturday's jackpot is reset to a puny $40 million. And finally, have you heard about the proposal to split California into 6 separate states? This initiative is for real, and one step closer to appearing on the ballot. The proponent of this measure, technology investor Tim Draper, has been given the green light to begin collecting signatures. He'll need over 800,000 of them by July 18th to put this thing on the ballot. Draper feels the state has become nearly ungovernable, and that's why he's pushing for this 6-state idea. What to call these states? Well, the new names would be West California, South California, Central California, North California, along with Silicon Valley and Jefferson. Personally, I'd like to see some creativity using other states' names. Make the northern section Kalaska, and for the south, Calabama. In any case, if this thing does pass, you're going to have to remake at least one Beach Boys song. I wish they This thing works at all. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.